When Flagstaff native Erin Callinan was 17, she had her first breakdown, a manic episode that led to hospitalization, something that would happen twice in her young life. In her autobiography, Beautifully Bipolar, she tried to describe that mania. She wrote, "It makes your mind race so fast, quote, it's like reading a comic book backward while sitting next to a speaker at a Kiss concert."
I think, you know, early on, it was one of the most humiliating and shameful experiences. And when you're 17 years old, all you want to do is fit in. And I had a great high school experience. I had not struggled prior, and so it really took me by surprise. So I thrived in silence. I thought if I was silent, then nobody else would talk about me. Did they talk about me? Absolutely. But internally, I thought, oh my gosh, I am crazy.
At first, Callinan's illness left her angry and feeling empty. But that was teenage Callinan. These days, as Associate Director of Mental Health America of Arizona, she's focused on recovery, acceptance, and education. It's a journey she wants people touched by bipolar illness to take with her. The show's Paige Phelps sat down with Callinan to talk about her efforts to shine light on an illness that sounds very scary. Today, she'll speak at ASU's mental health conference organized by undergraduates, and her message to students is personal.
From my senior of high school into my freshman year of college, I had two manic episodes and was hospitalized two times. And so I was medically withdrawn from college my first semester at the University of Arizona. So I really hope to speak to young people about, you know, just because you have a diagnosis doesn't mean that, you know, your future looks bleak, that getting help early on is really a source of strength and courage. And there's hope and there's help. And I feel really fortunate that I'm living with a disorder that's treatable. So I want to speak to young people about the many services that are available on campus, in the community, peer supports, because the sooner we get into treatment, the more likely we'll seek success.
Tell me what a manic episode looked like for you. I think we see a lot in movies. What did it look like for you? And is it easy to identify from the outside?
For me, my manic episode started off with going without sleep for days on end. So there was, you know, I had racing thoughts. I was speaking really fast, no need to sleep or eat. And I didn't have any ability really to recognize that something was going on. I knew that I felt strange early on, but the mania just continued and continued. And so I really kind of lost sense with reality and ultimately led to a hospitalization. So I was crystal clear as far as when you look at some of the symptoms of a manic episode. And so now looking back on that, I can recognize some of those red flags and indicators that something might be off. I'm on medication and have been for 16 years now. And so I've been able to kind of keep a check in things that if I notice something's going on, I can act quickly. And the people in my life are really supportive of that as well.
You write Beautifully Bipolar. You put yourself out there.
Yeah.
What kind of reactions did you get? Was that scary?
It was horrifying. You know, the stigma, you know, whether it's internalized stigma or stigma that we know exists out in the community, you know, I was afraid of, you know, I'm kind of airing my dirty laundry and what will people think and how will this impact me as a young professional and how will I maintain friendships and relationships? And the response has been magnificent. I've just received an outpouring of other people who have said, you know, same here. I'm living with bipolar disorder, or my friend or my mother or my uncle. And it's been incredibly positive. And I think, you know, as a community, we're really just working together to put faces to mental illness rather than solely relying on labels or diagnosis. That, you know, I wanted to write the book to show that mental illness is real, it's common, it's treatable, and, you know, there's no need for us to be ashamed. Is it still embarrassing when I read back through my book sometimes? Absolutely. But I wanted to write about a real, raw, authentic experience.
Erin Callinan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was a real honor.
Erin Callinan is author of Beautifully Bipolar, an inspiring look into mental illness. She spoke with the show's Paige Phelps.